This is VOA News.
I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump did not sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package before midnight Sunday, allowing emergency unemployment benefits and eviction protections to expire. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week, and on Saturday he tweeted his objections to the amount that would be given to most Americans as a one-time stimulus payment. He said, quote, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill." By calling for the larger amount, Mr. Trump is bucking the will of his own Republican Party, which resisted a Democratic effort to set a larger stimulus amount. Data from the U.S. Labor Department indicated that 14 million Americans would lose their unemployment benefits when the protections expired. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Lawmakers had sent the spending legislation by air from Washington to Florida for the president to sign into law. A partial federal government shutdown will begin early Tuesday if Mr. Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday, interrupting its usual Christmas recess, and could take up a stopgap measure to extend government funding for a few days or weeks while the impasse is resolved. House members are also scheduled to vote Monday to override Mr. Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill authorizing the country's defense programs. If the House vote passes, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.